Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by FranVest International, Inc.
Welcome, folks, to Food Fight Radio. The very gutsy Food Fight Radio. Honestly, folks, we're talking about guts today. The good, the bad, and the awful.
Awful.
Yeah, get it?
I get it.
Today on Food Fight, we'll be talking about fish heads, guts, and how eating liver can heal your heart.
Fish heads.
Stop it. Then, cooking with weed. And not the good kind.
Oh, man.
And later, we're going to see if a local British pub can change our opinion of blood sausage.
Yeah.
Right.
That was disgusting.
No, I'm with you. So, fish heads and entrails and even bone marrow.
Oh, my.
Bone marrow is one of my all-time favorite foods, and I can't imagine why people generally shun this stuff. It's awesome, but even chitterlings, called chitlins, beef cheek, tongue, brains... All that stuff. That's what we're exploring today. Think you don't like it? Ever had sausage? That's organ meats shoved into the poor animal's intestines. Pretty gory if you think about it. Ever had chorizo?
Love chorizo.
Of course, chorizo is actually a sweetbread. People love it. They're used to it. It's common in Mexican food, and folks just eat it without ever asking what it is. If you say chorizo to people, they will say, ooh, I love chorizo, like you just did.
Yep.
It's great with scrambled eggs. These are the same squeamish people who are like, ew, tongue sandwich. I won't eat anything that can taste me back. Nyuk, nyuk. They think they're so clever.
So clever. How many times has that joke been said?
I've said it myself. Well, chorizo can taste you back just as well as tongue because it's made from salivary glands and lymph nodes.
Yay.
It's glands and nodes. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Ew, gross. I mean, my goodness, but you liked it before you knew what it was and liked it enough never to ask what it was made of, so why would you care now?
Exactly. You know it's good.
It's delicious.
Shut your brain off and eat it.
Yeah, exactly. If chorizo is made out of things that are so gross and unappetizing, then maybe you'll like pancreas. Brains. Lots of people eat liver without even thinking it's an organ meat. Or sweetbread. Ever had pate? Organ meats, liver, kidneys, and hearts. Yep. It's the least desirable part of the animal made into the most expensive product. Yeah. Funny how that works out.
It is kind of silly how that works out.
You like pate?
I love pate. I worked in a restaurant where we made our own charcuterie, which is pate. And at that point, I fell in love with all different types, livers and all those things, making them into really great food.
So you took the raw guts, bloody, cleaned them off, removed
the
membrane.
We added the heavy cream. We added the nutmeg and all the other fun items in there. And turn them into tureens and slice them with like bread and
they provide their own gelatin.
Oh yeah,
that's what happens.
Yeah, it's like just fruit pectin organs. They have their own type of.
They have their own little meat pectin, meat jello. Basically, it naturally comes out of the meat.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like when you make chicken soup, you put it in the fridge.
Just like any joints.
It's the calcium and stuff that leaches from the bones, mm-hmm. and also with meat, it comes out of the meat. Mm-hmm. All that great stuff that makes it hold together. And not just kind of fall apart into a big purple mush and holds it together as meat, as striated meat and the smooth muscle that organs are made out of. That's the stuff that holds it together. It reduces into this great gelatin.
Beautiful. Yeah. What is it? Collagen is the meat term of gelatin.
The stuff that women are always trying to increase in their skin.
That's disgusting.
And put that in their in the lips and under your skin. And once you've jazzercised all your fat out of your face, you can put it all back in with collagen. What if you could just put it back in by eating meat?
Exactly.
Well, that would be super. Then I should look better. So the people will generally start to be okay with something as long as some trendy restaurant starts making it.
Or some faux doctor says, it's good for you.
Like Dr. Oz. That guy will sign his name on anything.
So the Atkins diet also, where everyone's like, just eat meat and nothing else and you'll be healthy. No.
No, that's also not true.
You stink and you pee acid. It's horrible.
Plus, you lose your taste for meat and eggs and peanuts and you never want to see one again.
Exactly.
So, fish collar. No one has really heard of the people have, peasant societies, countries where they do fishing and that's their main thing. They get the wonderful, delicious fish. They sell off all the good parts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then they keep the lousy parts that no one really wants to buy for themselves and their family, which is kind of terrible, you know, but you discover all kinds of interesting stuff. The collar is like that crescent moon shaped thing where the above where the gills are.
Yeah, just on the other side of the face of the gills. Yeah.
Yeah, it's angular. You'll recognize it. It sort of looks like, well, either a boomerang or a Star Trek badge insignia, yeah, whichever way you want to go on that one. And it's sort of, you know, crescent moony, and you grill it.
You
grill it simple.
A zillion different ways, but yeah, grilling it's really nice.
It's, well, you can broil it, you can grill it, you can toss it in a saute pan just to get the color up, and it doesn't need a lot of cooking. And the thing is it can be prepared simply because it's so full of fatty, oily fish oil, mm-hmm, that it's delicious. It's so delicious.
And this is the oils they tell you to eat. This is the fish oil, the omega-3s, omega-9s.
That you buy in those super expensive bottles where you're getting...
When you could get it in delicious food.
And
better for you.
You could eat it once a week. Mm-hmm. Once. One fish collar a week. That's pretty much as much omega-3 as you need, right?
And totally. And I see this going the same way as the short ribs, beef cheeks, and fish cheeks. Those are all peasant foods that once peasants realized how to make them delicious,
yeah,
then they became expensive.
Right.
Like short ribs.
Well, of course.
You've heard short ribs and short rib tureens and short whatever.
Yeah, everything's gross until someone figures out how to make it delicious.
That was one of the toughest, hardest meats to cook.
Do you think people were scooping eggs out of a dead fish's body and automatically gobbling them up? No, were originally the cheap leftovers.
Exactly.
Until someone put it on toast and said, hey, this would be nice at my next expensive party, I think.
I think.
Yeah, and then, you know, now it's $400 or $500 for a little package.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So even what used to be cheap is now expensive. The Russian stuff used to be affordable.
Lobster, yeah. Shrimp, that was food. People had
for peasants.
For peasants.
Yeah.
It was dirty food.
If you couldn't afford to go buy something nice for your family, you take your little boat, you go out to the ocean, you snag yourself a lobster and your one little lobster trap, uh-huh, and then you take home and then that's your thing.
Yep. And then now what? It's one of the most expensive foods out there. It's crazy.
So all of the good stuff is now the cheap stuff and all the lousy stuff is now the great stuff.
Mm-hmm, like the offal. We used to only eat offal and feed the animals the muscles.
Gross.
But now it's right now. We eat all the muscles and feed our animals the offal, and that's why they're healthier.
The muscles are often the toughest, least flavorful part.
Least nutritious also.
Yeah. So it also seems that we can learn a thing or two from zombies. Brains are great.
Brains. I haven't had brains yet, actually, to be honest.
If they're done right. So the part of the brain that restaurants prepare, there's a lot of things called sweetbreads, but the thing where you're looking at a sweetbread and it's the animal's brain, it's not the animal's brain.
No.
It's the thymus, mm-hmm, which is an organ. It's basically called a throat, gullet, or neck sweetbread.
Yeah, it's where our saliva glands are, pretty much.
It's in the back. It's below your brain, but it's attached to your brain, and because it's hooked up to your brain, people associate it with being the brain.
Mm,
but it's not. If you eat the gray matter, it's dry, horrible, and nickely. It's like sucking on a penny.
I've never had it, though. I want to try it sometime soon.
I've had it.
Mm-hmm.
I've had it poached, where it comes out looking like a little brain.
Mm-hmm.
They do that with a little veal brain. And then there's also where you can chop it up, you soak it in milk. A lot of times, sweetbreads are usually soaked in milk.
Yeah.
Break it down, soften it up. It's very, very tasty that way. It also makes it very creamy. If it's not prepared correctly, you will taste the difference. So you want to get it in a nice restaurant. I don't want to further over-trendy chefs that take themselves a little bit too seriously, but if you're going to try weird food,
mm-hmm,
you want to get it from a spendy kind of place.
Not like Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom?
No.
Where they had little monkeys there and they just chopped the head off?
No, monkey brains, no.
No.
No, in fact, eating monkey is an all-around horrible idea.
I think so.
I mean, it's a good way to give humans diseases that are compatible with their own systems. You eat a disease in other animals, it just dies in your digestive tract.
Yeah.
I mean, but if you're eating a monkey that has a disease... Hey,
what are they? Two, three
HIV? What is that? Where it came from? Probably someone eating bushmeat, I think.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, no one can tell what the meat is because people go out into the bush in countries where they don't
catch
have a lot of meat.
They
catch whatever they can.
They just do.
They sear the hair off with fire,
uh-huh,
so you can't recognize the animal, and then they char the heck out of it.
Yeah, because it's disgusting.
People eat it because they're hungry.
Yeah, of course. They eat whatever they can.
Hey, meat. You know, if you can get your hands on some meat, it's cheap. There's a lot of it. They call it bushmeat. And it's basically 50, 60, 70 different kinds of animals. No one has any idea what they're eating.
It's like ground sausage.
Yeah, except not that tasty.
Not that tasty at all.
Bleh. So other types of sweetbreads can be pancreas.
Mm.
They can be sublingual glands.
Sublingual, where's that?
It's underneath where your little
nodes. That's what I always
nodes.
Assume.
You know the part of you that you're fondling on your neck to tell whether or not you've got a cold?
Mm-hmm.
It's
That's
in there.
That's what I always thought sweetbreads were.
Every organ meat can be described as a sweetbread.
Oh.
Yeah. Rocky Mountain oysters.
Blech.
fun, or lamb fries, heart sweetbreads.
Really?
Where you eat animals' hearts.
Oh.
Yeah, it's always tasty. So you can soak them in salt water and then you poach them in milk. Generally, I'm pretty sure that people at home are not going to try these things at home by themselves.
No, have a professional do it. Definitely someone who knows how to do it so they make it right for you the first time.
What are some of your favorite sweetbreads? I know that I have a favorite one at Whisk and Ladle in La Jolla, which is the thymus gland. Everyone thinks is the brain. It's creamy, battered, deep fried. They serve it with these lentils, sweet maple, kind of a Franks and beans kind of a thing. Really, really tasty.
My favorite ones are, like we were talking about, the throat ones. I've always had them poached in red wine. And then kind of battered a little bit and pan seared. And those are really good with like asparagus or green cauliflower, which is not broccoli.
And they cook quick.
And they cook real quick.
Yeah. And you can get a lot of these type of things at ethnic stores.
Yeah. And they melt in your mouth. They're delicious.
They cook quick, which means you don't have to worry about cooking them thoroughly, mm-hmm. which is a big concern for people when they're at home with a new piece of meat that they don't know how to really cook it. So you want to soak it in salt water. You want to poach it in milk for a little while, low temperature, whole milk, mm-hmm. not that non-fat, low-fat, ridiculous.
All the fats to help
you out. Want the flavor in there mm-hmm. with that. And then just kind of, you know, saute it around, a little garlic, a little white wine. If you have a little deep fryer, batter that thing and deep fry it even better.
What isn't good that way?
Exactly. Yeah. When we come back after this quick break, more on sweetbreads, which are ironically neither sweet nor bread, and how you can heal real illnesses with meat and other ways that vegans are still wrong. Food Fight will be right back.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa, hand-tossed with the freshest ingredients. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine-In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineinnight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS. Do you want to save money on your electric bill? PowerSavingsToday.com has amazing small plug-in units you strategically place in your home. These amazing units automatically capture unused electricity and recycle it for your benefit. Amazing technology! Visit PowerSavingsToday.com to learn how you can immediately begin saving money by recycling unused electricity back into your home. PowerSavingsToday.com. That's PowerSavingsToday.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Welcome back, folks, to Food Fight Radio, and I'm your host, Claire Katz. This is the awful episode of Food Fight.
Awful, get it? I get it.
Yeah, because it means guts. Of course, whether or not the show itself is actually awful is really up for debate, I think. I'm not even sure I can remember last week's show. There were some Red Bulls and some cocktails and then a big pickled blur. That was the all-pickled episode of Food Fight, and we just wanted to make sure that your experience was as authentic as possible. Hopefully, our listeners were pickled right along with us. Let us know if you were. Of course, how could you remember? I promise you the show gets an awful lot better when you drink.
Yes, you are absolutely right.
So we're continuing our conversation about guts and gory fish heads. What do you think about fish heads?
I like poaching them to get all the meat off them. I think it's funny how people are shying away from them, but fish eyes...
Well, it stares at you while you're cooking it.
Well, it tastes to you like we talk about the tongue. The eyes are a delicacy in a lot of places because they're soft, they're juicy.
Because there's only two.
You get overeating them, they're good. You don't think about it too much and just try it. Turn your brain off, try it, and see how it feels.
How do you turn your brain off? I can't turn my brain off.
Meditation.
But, come on. How would you know if it works? Your brain's off.
We're more than our brain. But yeah, I mean, it's just how it feels, how it tastes. Don't think about it too much. Don't overthink it, is what I mean by turning
it off. You know, a lot of people on various food shows and travel shows and stuff eat fish heads because they offer that to you. Yes. When you're attending a local meal made by local people, they will offer you what they consider to be the best part of the animal,
exactly.
Which is sometimes its eyeball. So they'll have to get a big tuna. They roast a big tuna head. The cheek, the brain stuff, and I call it brain stuff because it's not a real brain. Then the eyeball, the weird parts that people usually just leave behind, those are actually the most treasured parts of that thing. Sometimes it's a lamb eyeball.
And this is from the people who eat the whole animal.
So including all the fat people.
Yeah, they
including all the fat.
All the meat that we eat, the insides we don't eat.
Mm-hmm.
And then they eat these other things and they treasure them. So maybe we should think about that for a second.
They even eat the skin.
Yeah, they eat all of it.
They char it all to heck until it's crispy, you know, sort of like a little crispy cracker, but it's a fish skin cracker, and they munch through that.
Yeah, and they eat all of our favorite parts and then some. And if they like these other parts better, we should give them a shot.
What do you do with the bones?
With the bones, make a stock.
Right, make a stock. Okay, so you can actually use the entire animal. I don't know, maybe squeeze some of the stuff out of the intestines before you do anything. I have kind of a hard time with intestines, actually.
With small intestines, I have a really hard time. Because that's,
Because
waste process center.
But you know, they're useful.
The skin also is that. So if you char the skin's kind of good, especially on salmon.
They excrete waste through their skin.
Yes.
Well, that's just nasty.
Well, they don't need other things like we do. So yeah, it just makes sense.
Well, okay, but now I'm not going to eat it anymore, though. So thanks.
You're welcome. More for me.
More for you. I'm going to char a fish. I'm going to watch you eat its waste disposal system. Blah.
Delicious. They eat fish, so they're just wasting more fish. It's kind of like fish stuff fish.
If you want to get something authentic that's made with fish heads, go to any authentic Chinese or Vietnamese place, any kind of Korean place. They'll usually, in a soup, they'll sneak a few fish heads in there now and then. The heads are cooked in the soup because all the goodness of the stuff inside the head seeps out and gives the soup more flavor, richness, makes it much more healthy. All that, primitive little fish head inside is really good for you. Like a weird little bony vitamin.
There we go.
Yeah. But it stares at you while you're, eating the soup.
Am I delicious? Do you like eating me?
Yeah, it's
that
fabulous.
Part good?
It's fabulous.
Is it fabulous? I don't know why the fish sounds like that. But
I don't know. Every fish is gay. It's it's not a brain what they have in their heads. It's a little cluster of nervy type things, little primitive, little underdeveloped nerves, and the fat that protects them. The fish brain or arthropod brain, spiders and fish have basically the same brain. It's called supraesophageal ganglion.
Is that from
Last week's show?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also from Finding Nemo, a little vocab there. But basically, it's the fish brain. It's the little cluster of stuff that allows an animal to follow an instinct, basically, which is kind of like a thought, but not really. You won't find that on any word-to-date calendars. It's a clump of goo.
Nice.
Basically, a very flavorful, very healthy ick. If you would consider eating soup at an Asian restaurant, you're already okay with eating fish heads because you've already eaten them.
Yes, they just take them apart. Kind of like, head cheese, but without the cool name.
Right. And it's not a big gelatinous, disgusting compilation of everything on every animal you've never wanted to eat. It's in there. It's in the soup. It's part of the liquid.
Yep.
You don't have to think about it.
Nope.
You just get to taste it.
Turn your brain off and taste it.
Why is that turning your brain off? It's not there.
It's not there.
They've taken the fish head out. the brain of the animal, the nerve clusters, the fat from the inside of its cheeks and from the inside of its gill slit areas.
It's kind of thick soup. Because
it's thick and kind of gummy.
Yeah,
sometimes.
From all that stuff.
And so that's in there. Mm-hmm. You've already eaten fish heads.
Delicious.
So you might as well learn to love it. Just accept it. It's part of who you are now. So kidneys, they have a bit of minerally flavor, but it's a flavor that goes very, very well with other meats. Ever heard of a steak and kidney pie?
Yes.
They're delicious. All of England loves them. Scotland and Ireland also love their meat pies and soups and stews and roast and sausages. They're not only mainstream and normal, but everyone eats them, including kids, and usually even for breakfast. You know, nasty sausages that you'd be like, ew. Yeah. You know, and kids in England, they stab it with a fork. They munch on it on the way to school, put the fork in their vest pocket for later.
Do they still do that?
That's my kind of place. You know, you got to watch it when you're playing ball.
Yeah,
but stab yourself.
You call me what?
But, you know, you're always ready for a nosh.
Yeah.
You know, and
I have my fork. Let's eat.
Yeah, that's one. You know, that's how I operate, too. I usually have a spork in my purse. So you're already like halfway there if you've ever had like a steak and kidney pie or any soup in an Asian restaurant. Now you just need to go and have some fried thymus gland. And you're there. You're a better foodie for it, and you're eating healthier. So, what about testicles?
I haven't had them yet. I just can't get over it.
Really?
I haven't been able to turn my brain off like I tell
Elements,
them to.
Testicles, utricles, bull balls, boy. Those are considered sweetbreads, too, and they're generally trimmed, deveined, sliced, battered. Am I making you uncomfortable?
No.
No, really? Deep fried and served with several kinds of dipping sauce. They look like fried oysters when they're sliced into slices.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
That's why they're called, because it looks like you took a big old fatty oyster, deep fried it, and then put it on a plate. When you cut a giant bull testicle into slices, batter it and deep fry it, it looks the same.
Is there any place in San Diego that sells those?
There is, and I'm dining there tonight.
Oh.
Well, all this work and research on organ meat has made me want to eat organ meat.
Yeah, I'm tempted now. I need to find a place that serves those, and I will have them.
Well, I'm going to a place that's downtown. It's called Seersucker. We're going to be reviewing them in the upcoming weeks. Thanks for reminding me. It's by a very famous has-been-on-TV chef named Malarkey.
Malarkey.
His name is Malarkey. Oh, I'm going to just walk in there and say, what's all this, Malarkey?
What's all this?
And then he'll probably kick me out.
Yeah, he's like, I've never heard that one before.
Hey, you know what? If I don't get to eat the food, that's a guaranteed bad review. Automatically, right there.
You kick me out. I don't like you.
They got some interesting stuff. You know, and among one of my favorites, bone marrow. So I'm going to be eating bone marrow and bull balls this evening. If anyone wants to see me there.
That's a great title for a
welcome.
Book. Bone marrow and bull balls.
So that's going to be fun. We'll have a review on that. And if you trick someone into eating a Rocky Mountain oyster by calling it something else, that's really, you're doing them a favor.
You are.
You're not playing a prank. You're giving them an impression that is free from bias, and they'll taste them just as a new food. If they still hate it, then they're allowed to hate it. I recommend trying everything twice, though. A little habit I picked up from my good friend Andrew Zimmern, and that has served me well so far. Try the bull balls twice, I say. Give them their second chance at glory.
At a culinary school, they told us our job is to educate people on what good food is. So tricking them into trying something they might not like, and if they like it,
you're doing them a favor. It's not a prank.
It's not a prank.
You're not gonna punk someone that way. It's actually doing them a huge favor.
How many times have parents lied to their kids?
How many times have you pranked me?
Yeah.
Here, eat this. What is it?
Eat this. It's good. Eat it.
But I always do, though.
Yeah.
I always try it. So, herbs. Or herbs, depending on whether or not you pronounce them correctly.
Herbs.
So before people had medicine, they had herbs.
Mm-hmm.
Spices, mushrooms, plants, berries, and stuff. Food was medicine back then. And now with expensive drugs and even pricier health insurance, people have actually started to look again to the plants and roots and natural cures as an actual alternative to going to the doctor. And I have to say, I'm all for it.
Yeah, I have a couple books at home about what herbs cure what.
And I think it's a good way to teach all those people a lesson, all the doctors, all the insurance companies, the government that forces you to get it. See, this is what you tell them. Look, doc, I ate this root instead of paying your $19,000 annual out-of-pocket limit.
Uh-huh.
You're all useless.
Exactly.
And you can say that. And plants and herbs have cured cancer.
Yes.
They've cured real illness. People have managed diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
With natural remedies. So, and that, I don't think that's a mind over matter thing.
No, that's, yeah.
I've read properly. Whole books written by non-believers who tried this thing and then, hey, it works. Oh. So it works.
Yeah.
Although I would hate to have been the cavewoman whose job it was to try out new plants and stuff. She's like, well, this is a tasty mushroom. Let's offer some to that big purple floating rhino over there. Look, look, my hands are huge.
Look, my hands are so big.
Woohoo!
I see sound.
That noise is so colorful. So meat and probably veggies cure illnesses too. And certain types of meats, because we love meats, cure illnesses fine. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about that after the break. It's also fresh herbs versus dried herbs. What's the deal? Where to spend and where not to bother, and why pot makes a terrible seasoning. Keep it tuned to Food Fight Radio.
When our kids started school,
I could see they needed an extra challenge. We tried the supplement at home, but we were exhausted and they were bored.
Then we discovered Renaissance Village Academy, located at 9988 Hybert Street in Scripps Ranch. RVA is a school for gifted, profoundly gifted, and or highly motivated students in kindergarten through eighth grade. The kids are so excited to go to school now, and they're definitely challenged.
Each week includes karate, drama, music, arts, education, gardening, and other valuable life skills.
So we're confident that they're being well prepared for success.
RVA is unlike any school you've ever seen. I'm so glad we found Renaissance Village Academy.
It's the school I wish I had gone to.
I know, right? Go to rva.us.com to find out more about how your child can rediscover the joy of learning. Renaissance Village Academy, personalized and
don't forget motivating.
Education for the gifted.
Go to rva.us.com.
Okay, gang, our dinner's here from Dine In Tonight. Come on, let's go.
You know, I remember before there was Dine In Tonight and people had to cook dinner for themselves.
What? Really? That's crazy. People don't have time for that.
Oh, Ma. Are you telling stories again?
I know, but back then, if you didn't cook for yourself, you had to have fast food.
That's so unhealthy.
And then all that changed when Dine In Tonight opened. All you had to do was sign up online and they'd bring fresh, hot gourmet dinners right to your front door every night and for only $10 a dinner. And you didn't even have to choose. Everything was all done for you and the food was always different. And suddenly everyone's lives got so much easier.
Wow, Grandma. That must have been so awful to live like that.
Yes, my dears. Those were hard times. Those were hard times indeed.
Dine In Tonight. Ready to eat dinners delivered to your home or office. Start simplifying your life one meal at a time. Call 1-888-64-MEALS. That's 1-888-64-MEALS.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Mira Mesa. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiraMesa.com.
Charles Cole Jewelers delivers dreams, bringing the deepest wish glowingly to life. This is jewelry as unique and special as the dreams that create and desire. Charles Cole has an impressive history and extensive collection, including hearts on fire and gorgeous colored diamonds and gemstones. Charles Cole Jewelry will indulge even the most refined tastes. They invite you to visit their design showroom and production facility in Fashion Valley Mall and see for yourself how personal service and highest value are reasons why Charles Cole is San Diego's trusted advisor for all things jewelry. Ask them about their incredible risk-free custom work. Call Charles Cole Jewelers at 619-298-5655. That's 619-298-5655. Or online at charlescole.com. That's charlescole.com. Visit Charles Cole Jewelers in the Fashion Valley Mall for amazing jewelry that resonates, excites, and inspires. charlescole.com.
Welcome back, folks, to Food Fight Radio today. And with me in studio is the sore and swollen Chef Marcus.
Hi.
No, I did not hit him. It was a root canal.
Yes.
Wow, look at that face. You know, you could have chewed on some willow tree bark instead of popping all those Percocets.
Really? Willow tree bark?
Not that I would be like, you know, I wouldn't have appreciated having a chew on a tree. That and some roots, and that would just put you out of your misery.
There we go.
So,
put me out of my misery? Like, end me?
Like, just end you? No.
Like, I don't want to do that.
People used to soak willow bark in tea to get rid of pains and aches and headaches.
Nice.
Yeah. Before we had Tylenol.
Right on.
And I'm pretty sure actually Tylenol is sort of made from that.
I think it is.
Yeah. So, hey, willow trees, yeah. Right? Who knew?
Who knew?
But Marcus is doing a little bit better.
Yes.
A little puffy, a little out of it. You're not supposed to mix booze with Percocet, man.
Well, but they both make me feel good.
I hope you had a designated driver. So, meats that cure illnesses. We've been doing a little bit of research on this recently because, well, we like meat. Mm-hmm. We want to encourage people to try more meat.
Yes.
And the organ meats can do some good stuff, too. The minerals that you get in animals' organs, it puts those minerals into your system.
Yes.
Basically.
Yeah, it's a great way to absorb it. A lot of minerals need a fat or a protein to help you absorb them. So when you're eating the organ meats, you're really getting the most out of all the minerals the animal has to offer. And when you're eating the meat, almost every diet, everything that was cured was grass-fed, organic, lean.
Well, you're saying that a cow that has eaten an antibiotic stuffed mash of genetically modified corn and grain, which isn't its natural diet, isn't going to be healthy?
Wow.
What?
Sick animal I eat isn't going to make me all better?
It's not going to make you better? That's weird.
That's crazy.
No, get the good animals,
yes.
People. The ones that had a somewhat happy life before they were mercilessly offed by a human being.
Laughter is the best medicine.
See?
If your animal's happy,
well, don't laugh at the animal while it's dying. No, that's just kind of mean.
Animal to laugh.
Yeah. Ha ha ha. Like those Kobe cows. Kobe cows might be able to really make you a lot healthier. Because they get, what, tickled and massaged, and people read them comic
massaged
books
and
stuff.
Drink beer all the time.
Well, I think they're force-fed beer.
Are they
instead of
beer?
Water, like a lot of time.
Or are they allowed to have?
Well, I don't know. I've seen a cow drinking beer, and they look like they're enjoying it.
Exactly.
I mean, what they do is they stick the bottle in their mouth, and then the cow actually tilts its head up.
To drink more.
So I'm thinking they probably like it. So if people are thinking these animals are force-fed the beer, I don't think they are.
No.
I think they're forced into becoming alcoholic cows, but they do enjoy the process.
Yes, yes. I think my little son might not know he wants to eat. I put the bottle in his mouth. He's like, oh, yeah, I want that.
Yeah.
Same thing happens to the cows.
Exactly. And they're delicious. The Kobe cows are really, really good.
They're not lean meat because they're very well marbled.
Oh, they're fatty.
Fatty. But,
they are the chubby, big and tall of the cow world.
Do they use Kobe cows to make dairy?
Or you know, no? I don't think so. I think it's a strain on the cow, and really to get more milk out of it, because it would be like $40 a gallon.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't amplify the animal's production of it by giving it, you know, various medicines and stuff, it give them hormones so that they make more. Those are hormones that aren't recognized by people.
Yeah.
But it does sort of get into their meat, and it changes the flavor a bit.
Yeah.
So if you were to eat a dairy cow, it would be a different experience altogether than eating a meat cow.
I was thinking the slogan for California cheese, happy cows makes happy cheese. And I was like, well, then Kobe cheese should be really good.
Well, that would be really, really good, but that would
also be really expensive.
You know?
Yeah.
So, but the Wagyu cows, they're called Wagyu, when the authentic Kobe cows from Japan. Mm-hmm. Here we make them, but they're American Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
Same cow, same life treatment, but it's not from Japan. So they can't call it authentic. They can't call it Wagyu. You can
like
pay.
Champagne.
Oh, yeah. You can pay $50 for a teeny tiny little entree that's just a few pieces of Kobe. Of the Americanized Kobe, but you'll pay $200 for that same Kobe if it's an authentic. Yeah, that's just a little piece. $200 for a little piece.
6 ounces, Matt. No, not even 6 ounces. Like 4 ounces.
These cows are pampered.
Oh yeah.
I mean, just and eating pancreas and liver in these cows would probably be even better than eating the ones from a regular cow. But you know what? Go get them from a regular cow.
Yeah, yeah. You don't waste the money.
Go to the store. Talk to the butcher. They always have them. People buy beef blood, pork blood, you know, a lot of ethnic cultures use the blood. They cook with the blood. So they have all that stuff.
Yes. A lot of sausages have pork blood as a binder. A lot of authentic.
And we were talking about curing illnesses with actual meat. We were doing a little bit of research.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Talking about how the whole meats and the nutrition in the whole lean meats give you the protein you need actually to get healthy. Like a lot of athletes and a lot of MMA fighters have a very big veggie diet, but also introduce meat because it helps you heal and helps you fix your body.
Not a lot of vegan athletes.
There's a decent amount.
Oh, there's one.
No, there's a group, but not one.
There's one, and he's all short, and he's not getting the big bonuses.
No, I'm not sure if that's fair at all. But definitely meat does help you heal. Like if you need to heal quick, then you want
like if you've had surgery.
Muscle. If you have
you need good protein for your body to heal properly. That in and of itself, people, should tell you that meat is something you should be eating.
And again, that's lean, grass-fed, healthy meat you want to eat. Not,
well, you don't have to eat a lot of it.
No,
and since you can do well with just a little of it, go splurge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get the good stuff. Feed your family the good, the good meat.
Think of it as food and medicine to keep everybody healthy and happy and spend accordingly to that.
Yeah, why not? And fresh herbs versus dried.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about wastes of money versus non-wastes of money. You know, dried herbs were kind of developed for climates really that didn't allow for year-round usage of the fresh herbs.
Yes.
Also, it's a good excuse to charge unwitting and ignorant customers $7 for 18 cents worth of dried leaves. So that's good thinking. Most herbs are weed. So yes. They're weeds.
They originally started out as weeds.
They grow like weeds. People would yank them out of the ground and burn them. And they should be as cheap as weeds. But sometimes they're really, really pricey. I can see why saffron costs so much because it takes 225,000 crocus flowers stigmas. Each flower only makes three. To make a pound of it, that makes sense. But why charge so much yanking some weeds, leaving them to dry, and then crumpling them up? Rip off. Total rip off. We find that dried herbs do the best job in flavoring. They're more heavily concentrated. All you got to do is put them in the beginning of cooking.
Exactly.
And that will bring out all the flavor that you could possibly need. Infuse the whole dish with it. If you're doing, you know, a soup, you know, you put the herbs in right before adding the liquid.
Yeah, and a béarnaise sauce. Very elegant, nice sauce. Made with dried tarragon. You use wine to extract all the flavor. You filter out the brine herbs, and then you mix it with your egg yolk.
It's what makes it so tasty.
Yes.
If you take the tarragon out, it is useless. We're not using fresh tarragon here.
No.
You know, it's more deeply infused with the flavor if you're actually using the dried. Mm. It's like, talking about herbs and plants and stuff and roots originally used as medicine, a lot of times people would get those medicines into their body with tea.
Yes.
It's a weak concentration, and it's not an enterically coated pill, but you can get a lot of into your system if you drink a lot of the tea.
Tincture, tea, exactly.
Each cup of tea, just heavily steeped. I'm not talking about a delicious cup of chamomile with honey and lemon.
Chamomile does help you fight off ulcers and help your stomach.
But you got to drink it constantly.
But you got to drink it.
Each cup of tea, by the time, you know, because it's tasty, not a lot of stuff in it, gives it a flavor, but not that much, gets all through your system, you're not going to get a lot of that medicine in you.
No.
But if you drink a lot of chamomile tea, you will experience those effects. So tea isn't a one-pill dose.
No.
At all. I mean, it has to be part of your day.
Exactly.
For days.
Part of your lifestyle. And then you've built it up in your system.
Like green tea. If you drink one cup of green tea, it's not going to help your metabolism at all.
No.
But if you drink 8-9 cups of green tea every day instead of water, really just make a gallon of it.
Yeah.
If you drink it all day long. If you do that for a month, lose 3 pounds.
Yes.
Right?
Another great herb is rosemary. Rosemary has been shown to help memory. That's why whenever you see those Greeks with little rosemary leaves on their head.
Ah, we talked about that before. I wish I could remember it.
But yeah, I mean, rosemary itself is chewy and kind of disgusting to chew on. You don't want to find it in your food, but you want to make a tea. You want to make it into your sauce.
It's not a bad tea.
Powder, but it itself, the leaves are so coarse. It's kind of yucky to put.
I have that stuff free growing in my backyard.
Yeah,
I've got hedges
in San Diego
made out of it.
You can walk down the street and pick someone else's.
You know how your yard smells nice once your gardener leaves and you're walking around and you're going, wow, my yard smells really, really good. And it's probably because you got some rosemary in there somewhere. Go pluck some. Yeah, just
grind it up.
You just grind it up into itty bitty little bits.
Your little bullet.
Because who wants to eat twigs?
Exactly.
Right? Twigs aren't good.
No. Another big one is basil. Big debate.
Love basil.
So fresh basil is great when you want to garnish, when you want something light and fluffy, like or to make a pesto. Dried basil is good for sauces. Again, putting it in the beginning, soups, putting it in when you add your stock and all that stuff.
When you really want to get the basil flavor in there.
Absorb it. But
if you're sprinkling some fresh basil on top, your food isn't going to be that basil flavored.
No,
it has
a pretty basil garnish, that beautiful green color. I see.
Yeah, and every once in a while you eat a little speck of it when you're chewing. But, I mean, it's good for finishing.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh herbs, good for finishing. That's all they're good for.
Exactly.
You know, we often use dry herbs and fresh herbs in combination. You can infuse the dish during cooking and then a sprinkle of the fresh herb at the end. It just kind of really gives it a blast of flavors, but it's not necessary.
It's like saying, hey, it's in here. Try and taste it.
Do you know there's a better way to try new tasty recipes with lots of exotic and flavorful spices you didn't have to blow your paycheck on and they're prepared by professional chefs every day?
Ooh, I'm all for it. How do you do this?
Call Dine In Tonight. They make delicious dinners with fresh ingredients, fresh and exotic spices and herbs, some dried, some fresh, some with cool names you've never heard of. And then they deliver them right to your door, right at dinner time, every day. Do yourself the biggest favor of all. Get back your time, your money, and your life. Call Dine In Tonight today. They bring you dinner every day, hot and fresh, with real ingredients, real herbs, real spices, and no preservatives. They make a coriander-crusted chicken that will tickle your fancy, and a saffron sausage sauce over rotini that will warm your soul. Check out their online menu calendar now and see what they're making tonight. You can go online at www.dinein2nite.com or call 888-64-MEALS. Sign up for either three or five nights a week, $10 a meal. That's it. $10 a meal.
Mm-hmm.
No delivery fees.
No delivery
no
fees.
No tipping the drivers.
Nope. Yeah,
same driver every day. It's the biggest thing since eating ratatouille just because of the movie. Coming up next on Food Fight Radio, we'll be reviewing a real authentic British pub. And I mean so authentic that the owner laughs really loud and swears like a trucker. Just like in Britain.
Yay.
Right? The place is all decorated with Chinese murals and football jerseys. We call it soccer. We'll find out if they can change my mind about blood sausage and if there's such a thing as a decent beer and food pairing. So, from food from across the pond, served in a pub that's a bit over the top, by a man who's completely out of his mind. Keep it tuned to Food Fight Radio.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose three or five nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineintonight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. Pizza, wings, pasta, subs, and salads. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Do you want to save money on your electric bill? PowerSavingsToday.com has amazing small plug-in units you strategically place in your home. These amazing units automatically capture unused electricity and recycle it for your benefit. Amazing technology! Visit PowerSavingsToday.com to learn how you can immediately begin saving money by recycling unused electricity back into your home. PowerSavingsToday.com. That's PowerSavingsToday.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Welcome back, folks, to Food Fight Radio, and I'm your host, Claire Katz. Now, folks, we've reviewed blood sausage on our show, even sampled it in studio and on the air, and it was vile. Absolutely vile. And since then, I've felt a bit of a hole in my chest, for there was always this passion for new foods deep in my soul, a love of new things, a reveling in heavy-textured, weird, or traditional ethnic foods that I deep down believed I would love if I could just try it. Like lutefisk. Bad reputation, very enjoyable if jelly-like treat. Sweetbreads, now one of my very favorite things to eat. And on our recent visit to Phileas Fogg's in Poway was an awesome digression from the normal, boring pub fare. Firstly, the charming little pub is strange upon entry. Soccer jerseys stapled all to the ceiling, a full-size Chinese art mural splashed across the walls, and an impressive lineup of tapped beers. Brian, the owner, likes it that way, for this place is an extension of himself, an interesting hodgepodge of curiosities and bad attitude that makes this place irresistible to culinary treasure hunters like us. Beer and food pairing recommendations come unsolicited from Brian himself, who seems to take a great personal interest in what you're drinking with your meal, and you'd better hope you don't order wrong because he will actually bawl you out. He's got a sharp Scottish accent and razor-sharp wit to match, so you won't at all mind the verbal lashing. On the menu, my old foe. And after a briefing on how blood sausage and black pudding is not the same thing, I ordered the black and white pudding appetizer. I dreaded that I might have to face the fact that a traditional European delicacy might once and for all disappoint me. But as Brian pointed out, the black pudding is firmer, like a sausage, and his comes battered and deep fried. That's the way us sissy Americans like to try out new things, he tells me. I had to agree. So the hearty and rich fish and chips here was good enough to put any contender for the food fight challenge for the best fish and chips to total shame. The steak and kidney pie was the finest I'd ever tasted, and the deep-fried black pudding sausage, I am happy to report, was deep, dark, meaty, well-spiced, and absolutely divine. After many spot-on beer pairings and some house-made bacon ice cream and poached apples paired with a lovely chocolate stout, I felt a serenity that normally only occurs after a roll in the hay. For my tummy was full of pub food and beer, and my faith in visceral meats cooked in their own blood completely restored. And if you thought pudding was limited to dessert, you'd be dead wrong. Take it from a man for whom pudding means sausage, custard means pudding, football means soccer, fries means chips, and a negative Yelp review makes his day. So come here for the spicy and Asian spice chicken wings and televised sports, and stay for the blood sausage and beer. Maybe one of the best reasons to check out Phileas Fogg's is the pre-visit Yelp review, where you can read all about how much Brian doesn't care about what anybody thinks, which is how it ought to be. A veritable novel of what can only be described as sissy whining whimperings from those that are not worthy to bask in his glow. You may not care what people think, but we just love you, Phileas Fogg's, and unlike the brain-belching wannabe food writers on Yelp, who will give you one star just because the waitress didn't give out her phone number, we actually know what we're talking about. You can see photos of our black pudding bloodbath at foodfightradio.com.
And now for your moment of clarification.
Folks, we at Food Fight Radio realize that as loyal listeners, you may feel the need to get to know us better, to get a bit below the surface of the crispy skin and get into the real meat of what makes us tick as people, as hosts, and as insufferable know-it-alls. We love that about you. Of course, in order to get to know a person really deep down beneath the PC politeness and several layers of not rocking the boat, there's the honest core. And the best way to get down to that core is not to find out what makes a person happy, but to discover what really, really pisses them off. It is for that reason that we share what ails us, what gets our goat, and what ruffles our feathers. And today, we're going to dig down to the nougaty center of the one, the only, the steely-eyed and chubby-cheeked Chef Marcus.
Oy.
You go, boy.
All right. So, ladies, how come whenever you're in a relationship, you don't think it's necessary to shut the door when you're going to the bathroom? Now, I thought it was just me and my wife. I talked to my married friends and my friends in relationships. Women, once you're in a relationship with someone, you don't shut the door. We know what's going on in there. We don't want you knowing what's going on when we're in there, and we don't want to see, most of all, smell what's going on when you're in there.
It's a food show. Stop. You know that, right? This is a food show.
It's
what's the matter
show
with you?
I'm
oh, my
saying,
God. This really ticks Marcus off.
Really upsets me. Like, I went my whole adolescent life thinking women didn't even do that.
We don't.
And I wake up and realize, okay, they do, but I don't want to know about it. So please just shut the door.
Shut the door.
It's nothing.
It's
just
French.
Shutting the door.
The French aren't actually saying I love you. They're saying jette de
deal.
Shut the door. Shut the door. What you're saying is maintain that air of mystery.
I know what's going on in there. I just don't want to be a part of it.
Again, it's a food show.
It's a food show. Okay.
It's a food show.
Okay. Let me move on. All right. All right. Are you going to the doctor's office? You have an appointment. How come even if you show up 10, 15 minutes early, they don't see you until at least a half hour after your appointment? I made an appointment. It's not just show up and we'll see you.
Well, their time is more valuable than yours.
Well, no, I'm there. I made an appointment. I'm paying them. I mean, without me, they have no money. Then how come they can't honor my appointment or at least look me in the eye and say, oh, I'm sorry, we're going to be this amount.
They treat you all the same. They put you in a little room. They say, get in there and take your pants off.
Yeah, and then you go into the office, right? You go into the doctor's lounge and then you wait for another hour. So it's an hour and a half after your appointment. You get to see, oh, the nurse. Thanks. I came here to see my doctor. You're the nurse. I understand. You're more educated than me in these things. But I came here to see the doctor. I made an appointment with Dr. Scratch and Sniff. How come he's not here to help me out? It's just very frustrating. Then talk about food, butchering. I love my butcher. My butcher is an artist. So how come whenever I sing a song poorly, is everybody like, hey, are you a butcher? Because you butchered that song. Did I make it better? Did I cut out all the fat? Did I remove all the sinew you can't stand and bring you a perfect song? No, I destroyed it. So how come this butcher, who's an artist, who makes filet mignon, who makes every steak you want perfectly, do you relate him to destroying something beautiful? Why do you do that, people? I'm tired of hearing that. And then this is, okay, you go to the store, right? I go to the store a lot. And now they have all these stupid yellow bumps when you leave. Whenever you go into the parking lot, you leave, there's all these yellow bumps like, hey, we want you to break all your eggs. We want you to spill your milk. We want you to shake up all your soda so you can't have it on the way home. What is this about? This is for those idiots who text while they're walking out of the store so they don't get hit by a car. They deserve to. They deserve to be hit by a car. I don't deserve to have everything in my cart destroyed to save their life. They're idiots. Oh, it pisses me off so much.
You feel better?
Yeah.
Do you feel better?
I kind of
been a rough week for you. All I can say is you got to calm down, man. You're bursting some blood vessels here.
I'm looking for my next Percocet.
I can say, give him a taste of the other white meat. Yeah. And that, folks, was the sound of a nerdy white man laying down the law. Bold words for a guy that drives a Kia milk carton and reads comics. Honestly, I've never met anyone more straight-laced. This is a man who steams his veggies, lets mosquitoes bite him out of politeness, and actually owns 10-sided dice.
They need to feed their young. That's
so it takes a lot to get you riled up, is what I'm saying. Ugh. Let us thank Chef Marcus for sharing his closeted emotions with an appropriate Vulcan salute.
Hulk smash!
Actually, I was just going to say, live long and prosper, buddy.
Still mad.
Live long and prosper. Tune in next week for Fish Eggs Can Be Fun. All the great things you can do with caviar. Also, how to make the ultimate gourmet grilled cheese sandwich. And I'll tell you what you can do with that waffle iron. All next week on your favorite food show, this is Claire Katz reminding you that you can really scare the pants off someone by putting a firecracker under their pancakes.
Have you heard the news? Bad things come in twos. But I never knew about the little. Every single day, things get in my way. Someone has to pay for the little things.
Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by Fran Vest International, Inc.